Hello there. I'm conscious that these long conversations that we've been having since last Thursday about the harassment and sexual abuse that you yourself have experienced can be both upsetting for you to relive and for people to hear about. So I will be giving out those numbers again for the Susie Lamplugh Trust Advice for Victims, Refuge Domestic Abuse Helpline and Survivors Trust Specialist Rape and Sexual Abuse Services Helpline so that you can use them. If you need to, I'll read them out this half hour and I'll read them out again before the end of the programme. So grab a pen or wherever you write these things down. And I'll do that in this next half an hour segment. I'm joined by Rachel Horman-Brown, Head of Family Domestic Violence and Stalking at Watson Ramsbottom Solicitors. And I will get back to your calls and texts as well and tweets in a few moments. Rachel, good to have you on the programme. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
You and I have spoken before, and you very kindly took part in interviews for an upcoming podcast on stalking that I've been doing. What are your overarching reflections on this past week or so?
Well, I think it's been obviously quite harrowing, looking at all the cases that are coming to light. None of this is a shock to me, of course. This is my daily bread and butter, basically. It's what I hear every single day. But I think for a lot of people, they've been quite surprised by the number of women that have come forward and said, yes, this has happened to me, that has happened to me. And obviously the awful tragic case of Sarah as well. But I think one of the good things is that we are actually now having this conversation publicly rather than it being confined to, you know, a few feminists and people that work within that area of male violence against women. So it's good that we are getting the publicity, I think, in relation to a problem that's been very serious and around for a very long time.
Yeah, well, forever, really, hasn't it? Yeah. And what's been emerging from the calls that I'm taking, so this is my now 11th hour of talking about it since last Thursday, and all to the good, I say, is not only is it pervasive, there is literally nowhere that a girl or a woman, not every single girl or woman, but, you know, because everybody's experience is different, but there's nowhere that where you're immune from this. So somebody's just texted me to say, add driving instructors to the list. When I was 19 on my driving test, he put his hand on my thigh when I made a mistake as if to reassure me. I was so freaked out and shaking. He didn't let go at all. I felt violated. I couldn't stop crying for the entire test. Completed the test instead of getting out of the car. You know, the freezing that happens, women freezing and women doing day-to-day things like a driving test or a yoga class or a swim or at work, that there is literally nowhere that it doesn't happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And women don't feel safe. And I think that's really sad. So it's good that people are talking about this. And I'm hoping that men are actually going to listen to this and change their behaviour, because that's what the focus needs to be on. Mm. You know, it's OK saying, yeah, we're going to create some better lighting. What we need to be doing is focusing
better
on
men.
on men that are attacking, that are harassing women on a daily basis. I don't know one single woman that hasn't experienced some kind of sexual harassment or assault from a man. It just doesn't happen. And statistically, you know, I think it was 97% of women and young girls that had been subjected to sexual harassment. So that's totally unacceptable in this day and age. And that's what we need to focus on. We need men to change their behaviour.
Now, when you represent women who are being abused or stalked or, you know, whatever version of this we're talking about, have you found that only the ultimate sanction of a criminal record or prison or a heavy fine, you know, some proper exposure of what they've done, it stops men from doing it? And even then, there are cases where it doesn't stop them from doing it. So what do you say is needed beyond the streetlights, beyond the CCTV? What do we need to do?
The criminal justice system needs to be fit for purpose. And let's face it, it isn't at the moment, particularly if you're a woman. You know, we aren't seeing prosecutions of rapists, of stalkers. It's just not happening. And if we look at all of the offences where, you know, the police and the CPS and the courts do very badly at dealing with them, they're all offences that predominantly affect women. So to me, there's a huge amount of misogyny, whether we accept it or realise it, within these institutions, and that needs to change. Less than 1% of reports of rape end up as charges. That is not acceptable. And it's hardly surprising when, again, a lot of women will say, well, what's the point of reporting it? My experience of reporting it was almost as traumatic as the rape. That needs to change as well.
And how do we go about doing that?
In my view, the whole system needs to be overhauled. You know, like I say, getting some funding for some better lighting is nowhere near what we need. You know, we see the government saying, well, we're going to look at longer sentences. Again, there's very little point, and whilst I do welcome longer sentences, but they are useless unless men are ending up in court in the first place to receive these longer sentences. So I think it's the front end of the criminal justice system, the police and the CPS, really, that I would like to see the focus on. And, you know, we need to see more prosecutions taking place. The statistics are a joke.
Well, a very bad one. And clearly that's going to be funding to start with, as much recruiting of lawyers, police officers. There's no particular sign that that's going to happen, is there?
No, none at all. You know, the proposals really are just frills, aren't they? None of it really is going to make any difference. Having better lighting is not going to stop a rapist. And lots of these assaults are not necessarily happening on the streets. You know, the most dangerous place for a woman is in the home. Mm. So, you know, we need to take it seriously, and we need to prosecute. And in my mind, the only way we're going to do this, because it's not just about funding, it's about attitude. And when women report, I'm being stalked, I've been assaulted, they're met with either indifference or an attitude of disbelief more often than not. We saw in the media recently that, you know, at the vigil that happened on Clapham Common, a woman reported that a man had exposed himself to her, and the police said, what do you want us to do?
Pretty awfully much. Busy, yeah.
That is typical. That is a typical response of the police to offences that women report, because the police don't see them as being serious. If you report that your car's been broken into, they'll be straight on it.
And what the Libby Squires case, tragically for her and her family, told us is that the man who was convicted of murdering her had been doing just that, flashing women, peeping Tom, as we call it. Even that, you know, the cute turns for it, peeping Tom. You know, it's abusive stalking, isn't it? You know, it's...
And I think women are conditioned to kind of just get used to that. And, you know, how many of us have been, you know, flashed at? That's another term, isn't it? He's just flashing at you.
Well, that also suggests it's momentary, and it's often not momentary, is it?
Exactly. And we are conditioned to just think, well, yeah, that happens, just move on. Mm-hmm. And it's wrong. And when we look at cases where women have been murdered, it hasn't happened from nowhere. There will be countless red flags that have been, you know, in plain sight for many, many years before, if you care to look at them. The problem is we don't take them seriously, and we leave that perpetrator unregulated, not within the criminal justice system, unpunished, until they then commit the ultimate act.
Rachel, thank you for talking to me today. Rachel Horman-Brown, Head of Family, Domestic Violence and Stalking at Watson Ramsbottom Solicitors.